Hi there, this is Christine. After Act 4 of Friends Like These, we're going to have a discussion episode where the hero's cast reflects on our experiences with Friends Like These and Age of Rebellion. Send in your questions about the adventure, the characters, our experiences, or the show to heroes@theheidianway.com. Thank you, and now on to the show.
A galactic civil war spreads across the sun. From the heights of Coruscant to fiery Mustafar, to fight the evil empire, four people join the fray.
These are welcome to Heroes of the Hydian Way. This is a Lifeplay podcast that explores published adventures set in the Fantasy Flight game Star Wars RPG line. Currently our story is Friends Like These, and it can be found as a standalone module. This is Act 4, Episode 4, and I'm Ben, the GM for this adventure.
Hello, I am Chris. I play Mandalorian Commando Matu Ordo. Let's play round 2 of the game of how many people is Matu going to kill this episode?
Well, they're all human, table partner. So I'm going with none.
Hey, it's double or nothing if you say none. So, you know, double points or however. I don't know how to bet. I don't know how odds work.
Where the odds are made up and the points don't matter.
Yeah, there you go.
Bingo.
No, you don't have points in bingo. I'm Leslie. I'm Kith. And if we're going to play any game, it's how many digits do you think she's going to cut off with her own axe?
We get scarier every week.
A little bit.
And, you know, I'm like Brand. I play the droid and I'm not scary at all. I mean, I sometimes plug things into people's head and shoot other people in the head, but that's not really that scary because, you know, they're all bad. So... yeah, it's all good. I do like enemy demoralization. You know, sticking things in people's head is kind of demoralizing. And I'm a sharpshooter, like shoot, yeah, because you know you can do the, sort of the same thing but from far away. It's kind of, you know, cool. And then slicer, yeah, I slice into things and stuff. So.
And I'm Christine. I play Nima Ptolemy, our commander and shield carrying person, who is. Pretty sure that Matu's not going to be able to talk down these stormtroopers the way he did the slavers. If he wants to prove me wrong, I would love that right now.
To get to know our characters a little bit better, I ask questions of the characters, of course. Yeah, that was a train wreck. Sorry. So, this episode, I'm going to be asking Imp a question. You're on a brand new ship of the Empire, a Gladiator-class Star Destroyer. Maybe a little on the small side, but still high in firepower and fairly densely packed with stormtroopers. So, what does it kind of feel like knowing that you are in such a engine of destruction? Getting any flashbacks to the Clone Wars?
Well, you know, I'm kind of like an old hand at the whole war thing. You know, I got a lot of war in my head anyway. You know, it's taking me a little while to kind of sort through it all and kind of figure it out. But I kind of, you know, get all this stuff. You know, I sort of look over there and I go, oh, that's like the turbo thing for... you know, doing turbo stuff, and I go over there and I look, and it's like, oh, that's the thing that, like, you know, devastates planets, and that's the thing over there that, you know, like, bombs whole, you know, civilian targets out of, you know, existence, and there's the thing over there that scrambles communication, and there's the thing over there, you know, you can reverse that and suck all the air out of the ship, and, you know, all the meat sacks will turn blue, you know, that really weird color of blue they do before they, like, stop breathing and get cold and stuff, and, you know. Over there is meat sack replenishment, and over there is meat sack, you know, storage, and over there is, like, you know, whole big chunks of the ship just for meat sacks to keep, you know, doing the respirating thing. So I kind of, like, get all this, and I know what all the little bits and pieces do. What's kind of nice is, like, you know, not being part of the whole evil thing anymore, where, you know, I'm not going to actually do all that. I'm just going to sort of, you know, try to stop them from doing it. So it's sort of like taking the whole, you know, my knowledge and stuff and turning it around for a good use. So I'm kind of pumped about that. The only downside is we're probably all going to die before we can do it. But, you know, that's kind of the downside of, you know, an otherwise pretty exciting situation here. So, yeah, Kith, I think, is going to be the first to go because seriously, I mean, that axe. Whew. But I'm taking bets. I'm not saying I'm taking bets, but if you want to bet, you know, we can lay some wagers.
Do I want to know what meat sack replenishment is?
I think that's food.
Galley?
Is that food or is that, you know, never mind.
I think that's what you call it. I don't really pay attention. It's the going in, you know, is gross enough. It's, you know, the meat sack draining is really the part that I don't like to think about, but it's a big part of the ship. You know, if that stops working, ooh, yeah, I turn off my olfactory sensors.
You know, I hadn't thought about messing with the refreshers until right now.
I wouldn't call that a top priority.
So, to get a quick recap, to bring us up to speed as to where we are, I'm going to call on Kith.
Surprise.
I'm surprised. After the whole Shadow Raptor debacle and the escapade to Zorn and the fracas on Vlemeth and the to-do on Co-op, we have ended up in a crappy ship in space, attaching ourselves to a less crappy ship, but much larger crappy ship. Much more largely crappy ship? Differently crappy ship. Especially if I mess with the refreshers. So that we can board a gladiator class something or other and wreck up the place in the hopes that we can stall the Empire. And there's four of us. And one of them's me. And this is going to be good. It's going to be good. We've got ideas. We're an idea-centric group. We've got notions. We're gonna use the old thinker boxes. I'm sorry, did you want more detail?
Thinker box.
Okay, so the four of you have just gotten onto the Star Destroyer. You've just gotten inside from the airlock, and there you are. Mandalorian Commando, Droid Sharpshooter, Bothan Saboteur, Tactician, Vanguard, I don't really remember the rest.
I'm a little bit of everything.
Pretty much. Like, there's a lot of specializations in NEMA, the Mary Ellen. You don't see any stormtroopers at the moment in this hallway, but you can hear a giant group of them down the hallway. You can even feel a little bit of vibration of them stepping in sync through the deck plating.
Does anybody have a glass of water?
Force power!
Okay.
Kapow.
I've got one light side, one dark side. Give me the future!
What do you mean? Like,
I don't know. Force C. To see if, what happens if we try to cut off the landing craft before they take off?
Ooh.
Matthew does the, well, he looks towards the landing bay and just sort of stares off into the distance. You see the doors slamming closed and these TIE Reapers sitting there with their landing bay things in them and their black foils out, getting ready to launch. You can see a couple there that are attached onto the top of some AT-STs. And the front, like the fairly wide front door, has slammed shut and you can hear Nervy over the comms going, "What do you mean the doors are closed? Blast them! Get this invasion underway!" And then the walkers do just start shooting. Same with the Reapers. They've got a little bit of defensive armament. And it takes them a bit of time, but you can see them wearing through until the front doors peel open and air is evacuated from the landing deck because they destroyed the magnetic containment. And all of them start going out, but it does take them some time.
How do you guys feel about trying to box them in?
What do you mean?
That would be a really big box.
Do you remember when we were on the Shadow Raptor and Amp and I had to shut down the exit bay so that all those Y-wings and X-wings wouldn't fly out the back?
I remember being very depressed.
I remember something about him almost shooting a proton torpedo.
Yeah, it was great. We could do that, except less proton torpedo shooting, a much larger door, and then if they have to use the ordnance of, say, the walkers or the reapers to get through, it'll breach their containment, and then, you know, lots of people will fly out the back. Very amusing.
Well, there's emergency force fields, though.
Can't we just shoot another proton torpedo?
That's what I was thinking. What if we, if they have ordnance down there, what if we set off the ordnance and destroy the walkers and the shuttles and the people down there?
I mean, I'm totally up for locking them in and then doing that.
Yeah, because I totally missed that torpedo and I want another shot at it, you know?
All right, fine. We will find a torpedo. Amp will shoot the torpedo. And then, once we realize that's much too small to do anything, we'll do the rest of the plan. How about that?
I'd like to point out that I said doors, then torpedo.
I said torpedo.
Okay, well, Kif, you're going to have to be on your A game. We're going to scramble a lot of stuff. Amp, you think really nasty thoughts about that torpedo. Nima, we need to figure
Torpedoes are wily.
We need to figure out how we're going to get control of maybe a walker. I think there's a walker down there.
Wait, did you say get control of a walker?
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Was that a pep talk?
You're in good shape, right? And he punches her muscles.
Nima actually is yeah, she's pretty good in that regard. Out of curiosity, does Machu still have his jetpack?
Unless we took another one, but it broke with when me and Kif tried to fly from one ziggurat.
Yeah, that wasn't a graceful landing.
We actually are in a pretty good position to get into a walker. And I'll go ahead and kind of gesture to where I have ascension cables built into my armor.
Oh, perfect. I was thinking I was going to throw you with the force and you're going to cling on to the side, but this has worked much better.
Okay.
Klingons?
Oh, good. Not just me. Here I am trying to make a bullying joke.
All right, let's go. Let's find the hangar. Let's roll group stealth.
That sounds like
I just want to ask a quick question.
Okay.
Would a ship this size have Jeffrey's tubes? But the Star Wars equivalent.
The Shadow Raptor did. So why wouldn't this?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
We have a schematic.
And I kind of feel like it's Imperial design, so it has like cavernous pillars of nothingness for no reason.
Yeah, Chris is more right. Like, yeah, I'm kind of going with Chris here. Is that it's got hallways, it has rooms, and what would normally be Jeffrey's tubes in like Star Trek are actually little mouse droid tubes. So they're small enough for like a bread box to get through.
So we have mouse droid tubes or horrible giant pillars of nothing that, you know, fall to your doom and explode kind of thing.
Yeah, giant pits with, you know, bridges that have no railings across them.
Exactly.
That's a great idea. Lowest bidder.
No, it's entirely Darwinist structures. Survival of the fittest, get rid of the chaff. I mean, it's kind of how the oil rigs work.
It's just got really dark.
I learned something about oil rigs.
I know. That's the scary part, is it got darker.
All right. Group stealth. I don't have...
Who's stealthy?
I have
three agility and no ranks.
Three agility and one rank.
You gotta be a sniper like me. Two ranks.
Yes, you're so impressive. Hey, she doesn't have that shield this time.
I don't have
anyway,
that
Nima,
shield.
Walk behind me, just in case.
Shield of noise.
Just in case.
They call me a
All right, and it's going to be going up against one purple, two red, and... Because this is the Empire's favorite metal walkways, it's going to have a setback. Is it just sort of feels like sneaking in there if you step wrong?
I would like a blue because they don't know we're here.
Okay,
that's true. They have no clue there are enemies aboard.
Do you want my touch of fate? My two free blues?
No, we need that for when you try to blow up
or board an AT-AT or whatever. Yeah.
Or board an AT-AT or throw Nima onto an AT-AT.
Nobody tosses a Mary Allen.
Yes.
Everybody.
No, I'm just going on. Yes.
Oh my god.
What was the setback?
The walkways.
Effective.
Yeah.
The walkways.
The metal walkways.
We cut
to... I'm going to blame Amp's feet because he's metallic.
We cut to Kif hanging off the side of a walkway.
Kif. No.
I told
no.
you.
It'll
be one failure.
No. I think Amp trips.
No, Amp turns around to grab Kif as she's like teetering on the edge.
I'm not like falling off of anything.
Because I grabbed you.
Why me?
And that's when the patrol.
That's what I
want to
know.
You.
Why you?
Hey, are we on this? this
am freaking agile.
Honestly, I'm figuring that.
Falling off of things.
You know how in A New Hope they're looking at the Falcon through a window? You're looking out onto the landing hangar bay of the Gladiator there. You can see like these 20 TIE Reapers and the Walker landing craft through this, and a patrol of 11 stormtroopers come in very crisp formation, clomp, 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 and they notice Amp. So yeah, you guys are right close to the hangar bay, on the hangar bay level, and just had the unfortunate bit of Amp making a noise as they're passing by.
How large of a patrol?
11 stormtroopers, one with a pauldron.
Okay.
We were so close to.
Here's when doing.
And then
quest.
He pulls out his sword.
Yeah, I'm gonna turn on my shield. I'm guessing initiative.
Yes. Let's go with initiative.
Vigilance, I take it.
Yeah, it seems like vigilance for everyone.
Hey, not bad. Success to advantage.
Six Whoa. Successes.
No success and three advantages. I'm saving Kith.
You're not saving Kith from anything.
We cut to Amp is holding Kith's arm like, hey, be careful. And there's nothing there. There is no pit.
There is in his mind, man.
What do you even see there? There's nothing. I got three successes. I'm totally aware of what's going on. But very confused by Amp.
Kidding me.
What is
well,
this?
Nima's still better than them.
I'm Wait,
glad I well.
Silly question.
Yes,
is vigilance
willpower?
It is willpower. Okay.
No. Soldiers should be good at this. Stormtroopers.
They're untrained, but yeah, sure.
Stormtroopers okay, so are yeah, not that's garbage four and at
two,
this.
And that's two and one, and then the fun guy with the pauldron, which I just love that they're in pauldrons.
You just like pauldrons.
I really do. It's one of those weird things. All right, so we've got one player, one group of stormtroopers. So just to be clear, we've got one stormtrooper sergeant, two groups of five stormtrooper minions.
Kith, now would be a really good time for a grenade.
Does Nima need to do her crazy buffing moves?
Would you like her to?
I don't know. It's 11. That's too many.
Yeah, I was honestly, if I were going to have an early slot, I would probably chuck a grenade under these circumstances rather than buffing. Because there's a lot right. of them.
So do we want me
and
to
And they're
do
at medium
grenade?
Range currently.
Yeah, do it.
Okay, here's a question. Where is Captain Pants in the way of...
He's at the front with one group of stormtroopers engaged with him. And another one at short range.
Check it at the group. I'll take care of Captain Pants.
All right. Pauldron Pants has been claimed by Matu. They're still at medium, so Kith has to run up a range.
Yep.
So she takes a quick deep breath and does so. And she's her tiny little feet just tap, 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 tap. And then she does the bowling move because that worked out so well last time.
And you're going to spend two strain and take an aim? Getting
you
burst?
Know what? Because I thought of that all on my own. Yes, I am.
It sounded like what you were doing.
That's her deep breath.
Yeah, it's sort of like the, and then you do the sort of bowling on your tiptoes thing. So yeah, that's against one purple. It's an explosive. Let's make it one red.
All right, guys, this is a great idea.
Yeah,
oh, but she needed one advantage.
This is a four successful. Great idea. All right, so that was. I didn't say if I was using the armor piercing or the frag grenade.
Frag. You said frag.
I said frag. Chris clearly remembers me saying that I was throwing a frag grenade. Frag. Like Fraggle Rock, but more explosive.
I don't know, man.
And I didn't get any any advantage, so screw you, Master Grenadier. It does make me sad, but I do have Powerful Blast 2, so I increased by 2.
Mm-hmm.
So that is 8 plus 2 plus 4?
Yep. That brings it up to 14. Does it have any pierce?
No, it has blast 6, because I used the frag grenade.
Well, shucks. That is 14 points of damage. And that was bowling into one, into the front group.
Right between the captain's leg, because that would look silly and awesome.
All right, so that causes two of them to go sailing up, sort of, okay, I'm one of those crazy people who actually did 5-pin bowling. Not that crazy 10-pin of, like, most people in North America.
That those kids do nowadays.
Like Canadians.
I know. It's almost as good bowling. As candlestick bowling. It's weirder.
What?
We'll get into that after the show. So, it goes rolling, and it goes between the legs of the stormtrooper sergeant, goes through the legs of the guy in front, and then it explodes, causing the two stormtroopers who are just in behind the lead stormtrooper there to go flying to either wall and get smashed in, turning it from a group of three or a group of five into a group of three.
Well, Kit feels moderately achieved and is now standing in the middle of the hall.
Yes. Try not to die before I can get to you.
By yourself. She's got an axe.
Yeah, they have blasters.
The NPC that goes first is going to be the Stormtrooper Sergeant, who is still standing there in the middle, and he's standing there with his heavy blaster rifle at the ready, or just sort of snaps to the ready, like he's holding his... He was patrolling with it in his hands. So, snaps up to his shoulder, and yells into his comm link, "Intruders!" And then starts to... How spread out are you guys?
Well, I'm at short range to them.
Yeah, so Kith is at least out in the lead. What do you guys think? How close would the rest of us be?
We probably would have been together.
Amp would be trying to get to longer range.
So Amp might be backing up.
I mean, Matsu's moving forward.
Well, I'm just sort of thinking at the start of combat, are you guys would all be at like short range to each other?
Yeah, because you have to do the establishing shot of the crew and then the viewpoint and the... And then one of us goes, "There it is." So the audience knows that there it is.
And then the troopers come around.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, stop it.
And
why do they all have nasal issues?
It's just because the helmet.
Yeah, it's a helmet. They just sort of rest there.
You know, they're so flat, they just kind of like squash their noses.
We're asking the important questions.
Well,
here.
It's sort of where it rests. It's kind of like glasses, just really, really heavy.
Yeah, all of it weighs right on their nose.
Exactly. So, yeah, medium big guy with a big gun is going to be trying to shoot at the big armored guy.
Awesome. I mean, sorry. Bloodthirsty glint in his visor.
Does Matu have defense?
No.
He does a grand total of 11 damage. Because 10 plus 1.
Hey, did we roll duty?
Yes,
Kith.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, that means
activated,
I have 20,
we do get a wound.
20 wound threshold.
Yeah, you do get a wound.
Okay, cool. Okay.
What? I'm figuring that this is going to be the only damage I actually do to Matu, at least for this combat.
Probably accurate.
All right, well, since he shot me, I'm going to kill him.
Fair enough.
Tit for tat, right? You scuffed my armor.
What are we?
We're at a
medium.
PC. It's
force jump.
Alternating. It's weird, but it's alternating.
Yeah, I'm force jumping.
Kith just drops to her knee with a knowing smile.
No, I needed two to get medium.
Yeah, but you could run up and jump. Like, that's 2 minutes.
Yeah, all right. It doesn't look as cool.
Well, it's just getting a running start to clear Kith.
Oh, that's true. So he's running, he's getting shot at. Kith, get down! Leaps clear over the boffin. Sword raised high. He's a little disappointed he didn't get to do his speech, but, you know, he can't do it every time. So, is there melee defense?
There is not. There is adversary, though. So, there's adversary one.
Okie dokie. So, I've got 3 yellow, 2 green, red, purple.
The other hand, I'm tossing in a boost because that just sounded cool.
Nah, ka-cha! And he misses, but gets 4 advantages.
He skids past him.
It's a competent trooper. He sees a leaping Mandalorian with a sword. He knows the duck.
This Mando hasn't practiced his jump quite well enough.
I would like, with 4 advantages, to disarm
okay,
him.
Yeah.
Ooh, nice.
The heavy blaster rifle is now skittering away on the ground.
Fight me like a true warrior,
he says to an Imperial stooge.
The 3 surviving stormtroopers are going to step back, and I am thinking that they are going to be attempting to...
Shoot the Mando or shoot the Grenadier?
I was thinking shoot the droid, actually.
Droid does have an awful big gun.
Yeah, droid has big gun, and droid is a droid.
But also, droid is a droid.
But he looks so handsome.
Droids aren't dangerous.
He looks dangerous in his very fine paint job.
4 upgrades, and that's at medium... There's a lot of stuff going on, so I'm tossing in a setback because that just makes sense. Does Amp have any range defense?
Nope.
All right.
Amp is what you might call the glass cannon of our group.
And in going with seemingly the entire thing, they are going to shoot around Amp. The way that this is going, I'm figuring that you've got Amp, he's sort of looking at them, getting ready to hike back a little bit to get to long range, and giving Amp a setback, because essentially what I'm thinking is they ended up with 2 advantage. So I'm figuring that 2 blaster bolts skidded across either pointed side of Amp's head. Like, he's got some hard angles on his head, and they just sort of graze along either side. Not hitting. Like, not actually doing damage, just, like, coloring the paint.
Amp, take cover!
That style right there.
Maybe with a little bit of actual paint job, it can turn into sideburns or something. I don't know. And then we're to a PC.
Amp, why don't you pay them back in kind?
Yeah, no one shoots my sideburns.
You don't have sideburns.
You didn't paint sideburns on me?
You didn't ask for any kind of hair.
He also really has a Johnny Five head. So there is a group of five minions at, really close to long, they're halfway to long range from medium. They're still technically at medium, but if you're to move back one movement, they'd be at long range. Medium range is weird. Just on the camera, it kind of has the two range bands in it.
Let's go ahead and do that, just because it'll be harder for them all to shoot me back. That's sort of like armor, just being far
it
away.
It is a theory.
And I will go ahead and do true aim.
They are minions. They don't really have anything in front of them. You're able to shoot around everything that's going on there. So it is just the base three purple.
He sort of saunters on back, pulls the gun, pulls it up to his shoulder, and hits with one success and two advantage. Headshot.
All right. How much damage does that do?
14. Pierce 2.
Okay, so Amp being Amp and being a really good sniper droid, it's not one stormtrooper that you get a headshot on. It's two. The blaster bolt just sort of cracks. And Nima can see it. These stormtroopers, some of the stormtroopers can see this as it just cracks. And there's these two smoking holes through the foreheads of the stormtroopers as they fall backwards. Or they just sort of collapse, and leaving three stormtroopers there.
Told him to shoot him in the head.
Let's say, well, now we know what he wants to do to Montu.
Well, at least he's directing him at the right targets.
And Nima, I think, at one point.
Okay, and there's two advantage. What do you want to do with that?
Actually, I do have three advantage. I just remembered I got my little ocular implant thing, and so that's enough. That would be enough to crit.
All right, and this being a minion group, that would be three dropping. The equivalent of one wound, or one minion's group of wound.
Sorry, my Q22 retinal tracker.
Which he got instead of something else.
As you line up a second shot, you're able to take out the trailing stormtrooper. You've got all the ones on one side and the back one from the other side as they go down.
As he picks each one off, he's like, sorry, dude, but don't be bad. Sorry, dude, don't be bad. Sorry, dude, but don't be bad.
Don't be bad or don't be mad.
And yeah, that leaves that minion group going from five down to two. And they're the ones who get to go. So they're going to move up to short range from Matu. They're at medium range from Nima. And they'd actually now be at short range to Kith. And I'm sort of thinking that they've got a sniper going on. They've got all that stuff going on. I'm thinking that they would... they're trying to shoot at the Bothan.
I like the idea of stormtroopers just sort of falling dead around Matu, sort of standing in the middle and their heads just start exploding.
It still only counts as one.
Dude.
Minions, they don't count for much.
He's too busy staring the stormtrooper in his soulless eyes. As if somehow this matters.
Matu has soulless eyes or the stormtrooper does?
Yes.
Well, because everybody, they both have these like faceless visors.
Okay. I was a little confused. Just wanted to be sure.
All right. So yeah, these guys are going to be attempting to shoot at Kith. What is Kith? Does Kith have any defense?
No.
Awesome.
I haven't been able to get to her yet.
So, yeah, they do a grand total of 12 before soak.
Oh, that is deeply uncomfortable. I take 7.
7?
She is actually a really tough Bothan.
Because I'm a mechanic and a saboteur.
Oh, right. There's,
I have 20 wound threshold. It's in beautiful.
There. Yeah, it gets disturbing. Plus armor, plus you now have a 2 brawn instead of 1.
Mm-hmm. Daily physical training.
All right, and that brings us to the end of the round, of which, at that point, you start hearing the...
Wait. Wait.
What? All right, sorry. I'm totally sorry. Nima gets to go.
So how many stormtroopers are still up at this point?
There's one minion group of 3, there's one minion group of 2, and there's a stormtrooper sergeant with a pauldron.
Machu already called that sergeant, so I'm not going to mess with him. I am, however, going to move up a range band, so I'm engaged with Kith, and I'm going to burn 2 strain, actually 4 strain, to bodyguard her for the following round. So I'm interposing my shield between her and the bad guys, since she's standing out here in the middle of nowhere. And then I'm going to quick draw my Dragoon and open fire at the mini group of 3.
All right, cool. So they are at short range.
Okay, just one purple. One green, 3 yellow, and a blue, because my gun is accurate, versus 1 purple. 3 successes and an advantage. And that is going to be 11 damage. 11 damage, And technically, I have two advantages because of my laser sight, which I'm going to get back two of those strain.
So, yeah, that's enough to, like, you shoot one of those stormtroopers right in the chest and causing him to fall over.
Kith, you okay?
Yeah. Great.
Stay behind me.
At least it wasn't my fault that I'm smoking this time.
And almost as a punchline to that, you hear the alarm start going off. Like, just a general wah, 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 wah kind of alarm.
Well, we need to get out of here.
That brings us to the top of the round, which gets us a PC slot.
Does Matu want to take his soldier?
Yeah, I better kill him. He's a problem. Okay, so I'm going to hit him with the sword. Use an aim. I will use a destiny point. So, and it's still...
Yeah, it's still red and purple.
Yeah, it's still a red and a purple.
He's got
right?
a red, I don't feel like...
I would like a blue for having stolen his weapon, and he is now defenseless.
Totally.
So, I'm rolling 4 yellow, 1 green, 2 blue, 1 red, 1 purple. Die. Yes. Death. 5 successes. Okay, so it's 8. So, 13 damage, pierce 4.
So, this is enough to almost knock the guy out. Like, this is a stab into the torso, coming out the back end. You can tell, like, a lung is punctured, but this is stormtroopers. Like, this is a sergeant. And there's a reason why tough guys like that get to that point. He reaches to his utility belt, pulls out his vibro knife, and attempts to stab at Matu. As he, like, you can see blood starting to come out of the hole from the vibro blade.
I do have melee defense 1. Oh, wait, hold on. I'm sorry. I forgot. It's 14 damage. I forgot I have feral strength. I don't know if that matters.
Actually, that would be enough.
So he goes to pull his weapon. Yeah, I'm actually going with that. Yeah. Stab, he just slides to the floor, falling off the blade.
Yeah, he falls to the board, wheezing in blood, and then just collapses.
And he lays there, a crimson stain spreading and outlining him on this cold gray floor.
Exactly.
Sucks to be you, bro.
Matu gives him no mind and just starts looking for the next target.
And the next target attempts to shoot at Matu.
I can't imagine.
Because he's close and he's armored.
And he's scary.
You and I just realized this campaign's going to end. I'll never have once bodyguarded Matu because I've never needed to.
Need to bodyguard me. I'm not your freaking damsel in a dress.
Oh yeah, I bodyguard Kith all the time.
Okay, so one of the stormtrooper minging groups is attempting to shoot at Matu and hits, doing a grand total of 10 damage before soak, and I'm thinking they go to medium range of him. They're sort of doing a ordered retreat.
That's smart of them.
Okay. They're actually hurting me. I don't like these blaster rifles. They hurt.
I noticed that.
I feel fine.
Alright, so we've got a PC. Matu is gone.
Do we want to have Amp go again?
Amp is at long range to both groups now.
They're trying to retreat. You can pick them off.
Excellent.
Oh no, they're doing an ordered retreat, so it's still...
I shoot the retreating people in the back of the head.
He bounces them off a magnetically sealed door behind him.
Wait, yes. Let's see how many triumphs he gets. That'll tell us how many ricochets he gets.
No, at this point, the only thing you're trying to shoot around is Matu, and he's not a huge target in these large hallways.
I don't know. That fat joke keeps coming back.
Do a true aim. Oh dear. That would be 6 success, 2 triumphs, and an advantage. Actually, 2 advantage. Because
and has
Amp
a third
is
eye.
In fact awesome.
That opens his mind to the wonders of the universe.
Can I just have them explode all over Matu?
That's the advantage.
Wait, we've got 2 minion groups. You do base, what, 10,
yeah, like,
right?
How much damage does that actually do?
So it says at 13. I assume that's, like, with bonuses and everything. So that'd be 19. Yeah.
Gosh.
Pierce 2.
You could have damaged a vehicle with that.
Yeah, like, that it's at this point where, like, TIE fighters might actually feel that. See, 19... what I'm looking at is this might as well just kill them all.
Yeah, I would think so.
Like, 2 triumphs, 19 damage? Yeah, that... Like, 19 damage is enough to wipe out one, technically. And the other one.
So he's just there kind of doing a little dance, just shooting kind of, you know, his gun at the beat, you know, the little music that he's playing. Kind of coming out of his, you know, out of his belt speaker system.
You know how a long time ago you asked me if Trump had forgotten his ability to sharpshoot? The answer is no. If anything, he's better at it.
Just got to go with the flow.
Matu surveys the smoking remains of the stormtroopers, points at the pauldron. It's quality over quantity. And then he bends down and picks up the helmet from the sergeant and tosses it at Amp. Make yourself useful. Tap us into their comms.
Oh, yeah, I can do that, too.
That's a good idea.
Away from here, I think.
Do any of you also need a blaster rifle rather than whatever you're carrying? Because there's a lot sitting around here.
My ranged heavy isn't so good, and I expect that's a ranged heavy.
It is.
Yeah, same situation here. While it would do more damage and have more range, my skill would go way down. Are there any grenades on the bodies?
No, there are not.
Okay, moving on. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't, and it's not like Nima's taking a lot of time to look. It's more quick survey. Okay, let's move on.
All right, if I look out the window, what do I see?
Like into the hangar bay?
Yeah.
Okay, you are in the front quarter. You see two TIE Reapers bracketing a Walker deployment ship.
Oh, hey, Kith.
Sup?
Hey. And as soon as you turn towards her, Nima stabs you in the arm with a stun bat.
You've been waiting to do that, haven't you? She rubs at the spot, grumpily.
So you'll go ahead and heal 5 wounds. I brought spares for a reason.
Well, that works because I go from a 7 to a 2, so all I have to do is add the little bottom part and it becomes a 2. Because I'm working in pen, because that's all I bothered to find.
So we got 2 TIE Reapers.
There's 2 TIE Reapers, which are how they normally deliver stormtrooper platoons, and you've also got in between those a AT-ST that's attached to a Walker dropship that looks a lot like one, just without the pod, and in behind it is this floating tube-ish type thing that's tied into another one of these Walker dropping pod things.
Okay.
The tube itself looks actually more armored than the Walker.
What silhouette is that?
It is a silhouette 3.
I can pick up Silhouette 3 now if I roll really well.
But you'd have to be pretty close, right?
Yeah, I do have to be in short range.
If you were, that would be pretty impressive.
Well, we gotta move fast and we gotta do a lot of damage very quickly. What do you think, Cap?
I agree. You've been kind of taking the lead on this so far. What do you think? Do we send Amp and Kith to see about sealing them in while we work on that walker? Or do one part of the plan at a time?
I think that's the best. We don't have time to move in a group, unfortunately. I think somebody's got to go for the door. Somebody's got to make a big enough distraction with a big enough weapon that it's going to matter. And I think that walker's the only thing available that's going to pack a punch. Although, what's that tubey thing?
All right, then. We're team distraction. Amp, cover Kith. Kith, seal those doors.
Question.
I don't care how you do it.
Did you say shoot Kith?
No. Protect her. Shoot people who try to shoot her.
Ah, seemed out of character. Gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, she's not meh.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
If you get into any trouble, call for help.
So, before they break apart, Matu says very quickly, I just want to know that you're the only people I've ever considered family. Okay, bye! And then he starts running down the hall.
Kith gets on her headset and says, ditto, sort of. You're pretty cool. And goes with Amp.
Like a son to me.
I'm going to start taking off at a run after Matu.
Okay.
All right, so do we have to like go downstairs and then enter the hangar or what?
No, you guys were sort of standing behind one of those viewport blaster things.
Blast open the viewport.
There's also like an actual blast door right next to it.
Or use the door. I mean, that makes sense too.
There's the thing with the floating fortress. Attached to it, there's the AT-ST, there's the 2 TIE Reapers for delivering stormtroopers. You figure that there'd be like 100 stormtroopers between the two. And then there's the controls for the door that are like right next to the open MagCond door. And before we get to that, kind of want to get a Urstez mass combat check. I'm figuring it's been about 20 minutes like you've been on the ship.
Okay.
So I'm figuring all the other stuff will have happened.
Okay, who do you want doing the role? Because it's technically not Nima's leadership at this point.
Yeah, it would be. I'm going with Baroya. Nam would...
Whoever has the best leadership.
Okay, that's really funny. That's the entire reason why I went, All right, no. Technically, Nam wins on account of his talents as opposed to just raw leadership. Otherwise, Corsa wins. They actually have the same leadership value. It's just...
Okay.
They aren't within range of the acclimator yet, so they haven't started shooting that. The Seven has been within range and has been sort of firing backwards. The mines itself have been there, so I'm going to go with an ability of... And the gauntlets, I'm going to go with an ability of 3.
How are my magnetic mines doing? Is that what we're finding out right now?
Yeah.
They're also going to give a boost. The magnetic mines are going to give a boost, as are the gauntlets.
Okay, so 2 boosts.
Yeah, 2 boosts. Now, before we get into it, it's a raw difficulty of 3 red and 2 purple.
Oh, my. Okay. What's Nam got in terms of leadership?
Nam's got 3 leadership.
Yay.
Nam has the ability to downgrade the ability of, or to downgrade the difficulty of it.
All right,
Paul. Okay, so difficulty, so decreasing difficulty, not downgrading.
Correct. Okay. I'm going
to
go with yes.
So I'm going to remove a purple.
Yep.
Good job, Nam. I'm going to go ahead and spend a light side point to give him a green on top of the 3 yellow, which actually makes this a little bit in our favor. Was at 1 green, 3 yellow, 2 blue versus a purple and 3 red. Nope. Failure, despair, threat. The boosts, they do nothing. Matt was right.
Yes, because Matt's the only person that's ever said that. Nobody on this team struggles with boosts hating them.
We cut to a scene where Matu says, if we could find someone with all abilities, we won't be needed. And, just utter pandemonium on the planet
we
surface.
We won't be needed.
Well, utter pandemonium on the planet surface, and Nam's there on the acclimator, and just as these... Star Destroyer gets in close.
You see Captain Relo standing on a bridge of his ship, watching as he's got on one screen the damage indicator and the estimations about how much more he can take before he can still pop out of here in light speed. On the other hand, you see the amount of damage he's inflicted, also an indication of the number of lives on the surface of Zorn. A little guy nearby. That's a Chadra fan. There's a Chadra fan nearby who's like his first mate. He turns to him and says, you know, Messy, I hate these moments. Even I, as a pirate, have honor. I can't even look down at that planet's surface and throw away all these lives without a second thought. And Messy's like,
yeah, but we just got that cool new ship, and if we don't fly it, then it would have been for nothing, you know? Like, we got all that spice to do still, and a lot of alcohol to drink, and a lot of people on the ship, they're like, supposed to be trying to get out of here.
Relo goes, let's hold for another minute at least.
And it's at that point where the turbo lasers on the Star Destroyer stop for a second and then shoot all in one burst at the Seven.
Uh-oh.
Hitting it in the engines, causing the engines to go out and it to start to spin a little. A couple of the engine pods within it go down, not completely shutting it off, but now it's definitely damaged.
Crap, it all Messy. Why didn't you tell me to leave?
I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry.
They hit the spice containers. Barely enough for a week now.
The ship itself draws into the range, and it's starting to split its turbo laser fire between the Seven, keeping its shields honest. As starfighters are starting to engage with the gauntlets and the vulture droids, the hyenas take off and start making a run on one of the raiders, and the other ships are starting to shoot at the acclimator, where you can see it just sort of doing pot shots to start with, and you get the ping, ping, ping of the shields that are surprisingly there. And that's the backdrop that you're looking out through the magnetic containment field of this Star Destroyer. And you've got, like, if it wasn't for the MagCon field, there'd be no impediment to seeing this at all. As it is, you've got, like, a little blue haze over it. Like, you're looking out the window on an airplane at altitude.
Okay. Distance to Walker.
I'm gonna go with it's technically, like, at extreme range. Looking out at this, the controls for the door kind of like they were on the Shadow Raptor, they're relatively out of the way. There's doors and whatnot you can go through, but the Walker is in the middle of everything, and while, yeah, there are some ships that you might be able to dodge in behind, it's pretty much out in the open.
What about the fortress?
It's pretty much right in behind the Walker. Like, they're supposed to be leaving one, too, with the two Reapers leaving to the side of them.
We've got a lot of running to do.
Unless we flip a light side.
Ooh.
What you think?
What does the Force say?
I mean, we could get, like, a little... That awkward stand-up little tram thing that the Rebellion had, where that guy stands on the end. We could... Get a.
I know those things. I love those things. I want to build one of those things.
Wayward,
be great.
Wayward speeder bike.
See, speeder bike sounds too cool. The weird little tram thing makes me think like it's a Star Wars equivalent of we found a golf cart, and that's what we're gonna take.
See, I was picturing one of the little like golf courses have them. They've got the little the crawler treads. And a little loading area in the back. But the front half is all golf cart.
We need something that goes at least speed 2 for it to be like worth our effort, right?
The other possibility is Motu can close that distance a lot quicker than Nima can. 2 Force Sleeps and like you're basically there.
Yeah. Or we could put on some armor.
Oh, please. Oh, please. I've been waiting for this. I've so been. Aren't you a little short in Bothany to be an Imperial soldier?
I don't know. I guess 2 Force Sleeps. That's a heck of a.
Ooh.
We're not that lucky today, but.
Hey, how about Nima's repelly gun thing?
They shoot out to medium range. We're at extreme. That's the.
Well, yeah, but do it like Tarzan. You know, shoot the ceiling and woo.
They don't work like that.
Woo. I've played She's Worms Arm again. That's totally how grappling ropes work.
Or Batman. It's not like
I am the knight. No.
All right.
Or you could give us a chance to make a distraction for your distraction.
No.
But we need to make a distraction. That way you have a chance to succeed.
You don't even know what we're planning on doing.
If you could close that door, we wouldn't even need to do anything. So.
Do you want to give us a chance to get to the hangar control room or something?
You have to get to the switch at the end of the hangar next to the door. So
they only have one switch in the entire giant hangar bay. The control
for manual control, yes.
Star Wars.
They do have other ones, but they've got a lot of other people in there. So, like, if you want to go to the manned like control section, you totally could.
Oh, I was thinking I could just force move that switch, but I don't have that much range. I only have medium.
Well, if you generate the pips, you can reach out further.
You've got fine control?
Yeah, that's the bigger problem.
No. Not that it would matter. Not like he would know like how to use it anyway. I can finally control randomly pushing buttons.
I think what the Empire actually has around the extremity of their hangars are little people movers, just rolling things, like the moving sidewalks. Just hop on and jack the speed up, man.
Okay, forget it. I'm jumping. Here we go. One. No, I'm not jumping at all.
You could burn the light side and take some strain.
It's too black, too dark side. But I need both to get to medium in one jump.
It would just be too strain, only one light side point.
To take both?
However many force pips you use, it's always only one destiny point. But the number are each one is a strain to you.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to do that one, and I'm going to do it again.
Nope.
Successful.
Oh, come on.
Do it again. That's fine.
They are just... So 2 more dark
side. I didn't say this it was a good plan, but we're desperate.
This is very thematically appropriate.
Like, yeah, especially if you're going with like the feel of desperation for I gotta do this to save these people.
Yeah, because that still puts you out to like you just went out to long range from where Nima is trying to run to keep up. So
mm-hmm.
you cover a lot of ground in just like 12 seconds.
Okay. Gosh, I'm gonna faint from doing this. I'm gonna do
that's masculine.
2 more strain. So I am now up to 8 strain to leap one more time to the top of the walker. And I swear if I roll to dark side.
There you go.
Oh, thank you.
Oh my gosh. Can he recover strain with that?
Sadly, no.
No.
He needs to get a van.
I'll get it back later. So 4 light side points, I easily hop to the top. So it's just like Nima and Matu are both running. He looks over and says, daily physical training. And he just leaps. One.
That's not even a little bit
leaps
fair.
Two.
I've been doing the physical training.
Oof,
squats.
Oof,
and lots of squats. Oof,
and he's on top of the walker.
Griffin Jedi.
So he's there on top of the walker.
Jedi. He's just a force user.
Nima's just running after?
Yeah, Nima's is running after at this point. If he's all doing right. that, it kind of stands out a bit. And
so,
she's coming after.
And with that, the far TIE Reaper is starting to empty of stormtroopers out in front.
I'm going to turn on my shield and draw my gun.
That's a good idea.
And I'm going to interpose my shield between myself and the stormtroopers that are piling out.
Because, yeah, this is not exactly a small amount of stormtroopers as they start trying to shoot things. And it's not accurate blaster fire, but it's like trying to herd you into taking cover.
I'm trying not to. I'm going to... Nima's going to really try to push herself. And the shield cut, you know, it is in the tower formation. It covers a great deal of her. She's trying to make the most use of that as possible to, as her mobile piece of cover, to get her up to that walker.
All right, so I'm thinking cool-ish, sounds right?
Or well, I would happily, I'll happily do a cool check. It makes sense. I'm keeping my head under fire, you know?
So I'm kind of thinking, hey, look, I've got all these points that some people were for so kind to give me. It really feels like it should be a 1 purple, 2 red, and a setback cool check.
Okay, I'll ignore the setback because I have a commanding presence. So 2 green, 2 yellow versus a purple, and 2 red. 1 success.
Nice.
Just sheer volume of blaster fire that's coming your way. It's, as I said, it's not exactly trying to be accurate. They're not trying to down you. They're just trying to herd you. But you're able to force your way to the foot of this AT-ST.
That's the chicken walker, right?
Yeah, it's the chicken walker.
Okay. Has Machu thrown anybody out of the top yet?
No, he has not. I was kind of wanting to see how you had gotten this. So yeah, Matu, you're at the top. The top of it's actually closed down. The landing craft is actually making it so that it's a little hard to squirm your way onto it. Just because it's so... It's not expecting people to be trying to enter in after the dropship is attached to it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So you're trying to squirm your way in or trying to get onto the into the dropship?
Get in the walker and shoot. Thanks.
Can I make a warfare check to see if I would know whether the walker is currently manned?
Okay, yeah, sure. I'd go with 1 red, 1 purple.
Alright, I got 2 green. But hey, we're getting close to the end of the session, so I'm gonna use Touch of Fate. 2 blue. 2 green, 2 blue, 1 red, 1 purple. Kapow. Yeah.
Yahoo!
Nice. So, let's see. No, you actually figured that they would be riding down in the ship itself because you don't think that the AT-ST is vacuum sealed.
Right, makes sense. Okay, I'm getting in the walker.
It's going to be an athletics check because you're just sort of trying to squeeze / force your way in. I guess coordination also could be an answer.
I think he likes athletics.
In the armor. You know, this actually does sound like something that would be really hard to do. I'm really thinking that it should be 3 purple and a red and a setback because it is kind of biting in, causing your armor.
So he's like forcing his way through like what, like the eye socket of the AT-ST?
The ship itself has a tube that comes down, but it's not actually down. Like once again, atmosphere, it'll come down. So he's trying to get in, like force the lid of the storm of the AT-ST up so that he can then pull himself in, but he's got to go flat on his stomach.
I've got you. Why did we leave Kith behind?
No, it's okay. I got this. So I'm going to do 2 things. I'm going to use a destiny point to upgrade 1. I'm going to use sense danger to remove the black.
Okay, that's cool.
So I've got now 2 yellow, 3 green, 2 blue, 2 force dice, which is my standard athletics check. All those blues in the force dice. And I got 1 red, 3 purple. Oh boy, here we go.
Oh my.
Hey, there we go. 2 success, 4 advantage, 1
triumph. Can you get me in there too?
Well, unfortunately, I need all those advantages for strain. No. So I'm going to soak those up.
I'm rolling way too many light side points because this would be the perfect time for Lucky to kick in.
So with... I'm not using the dark side points for anything. So Matu just... shoves his way in.
He hears TV snigger over the comms.
It's not a fat joke.
Taking fire.
How many protein bars did you take?
Gosh, I'm going to triumph.
Okay, so yeah, getting in, definitely that.
Keys are behind the visor.
No, I think...
Does Star Wars have keys?
We got to get the heat off Nima somehow.
As you fall, you accidentally activate the blasters and shoot into the stormtroopers?
Oh, how many are... Wait, so she's being actively pursued by, like, how many stormtroopers?
Well, 50 currently.
Okay.
They're, like, she's on one side of the walker, the other 50 are on the other side of the walker. Like, she's at the leg at this point. Like, it's taking you a little bit to squirm your way in. If you want to have it so that you drop in and accidentally hit the on switch to, like, disengage from there, that totally would be a cool thing.
How do they even get in it? Is there like a rope ladder
or something?
No, there's
actually catwalks around most of the place.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, okay, so you're saying I could use the Triumph to disengage
from
the drop
ship.
Yeah,
so that the walker itself is now active and the stormtroopers have to consider that.
Okay, yeah, let's do that.
Okay, so yeah, the kathump, kathump, or actually just sort of the kathump, like it squats down a little bit and comes back up, the dropship wavers ahead or above, rises up, hitting the ceiling, and the stormtroopers start shooting at the AT-ST as it starts essentially splitting the fire between Nima and the AT-ST. Thank you for listening in on this episode of Heroes of the Hydian Way. You can find show updates on Twitter at The Hydian Way, and you can find me, Ben, on Twitter at Deuterium Ice.
I can be found on Twitter at 12th Night. That's 12th and Night with a K. If you want to hear more of me and you like audio drama, superheroes, jetpacks, simian sidekicks, then you should check out the Arrow Girl Adventures over at arrowgirladventures.podbean.com. Our first episode just released this week. I also had the pleasure of doing a guest spot on the Broadswords podcast for the Podcasts of Foes Dungeons & Dragons event. Our episode will be released on May 17th. You can learn more about Podcasts of Foes, including where to listen to the episode, at dnd.wizards.com.
And you can find the meat sack that plays Amp on Twitter at iBrentBrown. And, you know, I gotta say, hey, girl, I must be a stormtrooper, because I can't stop missing you.
Oh, that one's great, man. That makes up for the last one.
And I'm Leslie, who plays Kith, who is, in fact, a little short to be a stormtrooper. Leslie GS, by the way. Says so in my name tag.
You can find more of me at Ing Daydreams on Twitter, or stuff about the other show I do, Silhouette Zero, at Sil Zero Chris. And I just want to say... Are you the pig-faced cantina patron Cornelius Evison? Because you're wanted in 12 systems.
We are all at thehydianway.com, where you can find previous episodes and our sister podcast Tales from the Hydian Way.
Our podcasts are on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play, where you can find more episodes and help us out by rating and reviewing the show.
We're also on Facebook as Heroes of the Hydian Way.
You can drop us a holocom over at heroes@thehydianway.com.
If you like what we do and want to support the show, you can find us at patreon.com/thehydianway.
Or you can donate a coffee to us over at ko-fi.com/thehydianway.
You remember when we were on the Shadow Raptor and then Amp and I... Wow, I'm getting really British. Hold on. Shrimp on the Barbie. Mandalorian Mark II Ordo. For Mandalore! Okay, sorry.
Well, we're causing a distraction. That part of the plan worked.
Hey, isn't this the first time Nima and Matu have like worked together?
I think this is the first time, because usually when we split up, you I've been with Amp before, and I've been with Kiss, so yeah, I think so.
Yeah. It's working pretty good. This is working good.
Buddy system!
We should have done this before.
Yeah, well, you know, we were mad at each other for most of this season, and...
That's true.